From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. UN Human Rights Commissioner Zayd Ra'ad Al Hussein says he is appalled by the apparent collapse of a ceasefire agreement in Aleppo. It was hoped that the agreement would have allowed civilians to evacuate the city, but heavy fighting resumed there on Wednesday. Zayd said the resumption of bombing by the Syrian government forces and their allies on an area packed with civilians is almost certainly a violation of international law and most likely constitutes a war crime. White House spokesman Josh Earnest expressed concern.
We are seeing the same reports that you are, that innocent people are being slaughtered in the streets at the hands of the Assad regime, aided and abetted by the Russians and the Iranians, and it raises deep concerns.
Russia blamed the rebels for breaking the truce, saying they attacked Syrian government positions. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said it was government forces who attacked first. Elsewhere, a U.S. general says Islamic State militants captured heavy weapons, possibly including air defense equipment, when they retook the Syrian town of Palmyra. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte says he personally killed suspected drug traffickers during his two-decade tenure as mayor of Davao. Duterte made the admission Monday during a speech before a group of businessmen, boasting that he would ride around the city on his motorcycle looking for a confrontation so he could kill.
But in Davao, I used to do it personally, just to show to the guys that if I can do it, why can't you?
The admission came amid defense of his crackdown on suspected drug dealers since taking office in June. Nearly 6,000 people have been killed by police and vigilante squads during that time. This is VOA News. The Chinese military has apparently erected anti-aircraft and anti-missile systems on artificial islands it has built in the South China Sea. A U.S. research organization says the systems are a prelude to deploying combat aircraft to the disputed territory. Asian Maritime Transparency Initiative Director Gregory Poling tells VOA that this is evidence that the commitment President Xi Jinping made to President Obama last year not to militarize these islands was, at best, premature. Donald Trump met Wednesday with leaders from some of Silicon Valley companies trying to mend fences with corporate leaders who mostly supported Trump's opponent in the presidential election.
I want to add that I'm here to help you folks do well. And you're doing well right now, and I'm very honored by the bounce. They're all talking about the bounce, so right now everybody in the room has to like me at least a little bit.
He was referring to the financial bounce in the stock market since his election. Trump spoke with the chief executives of tech companies such as Apple, IBM, Microsoft, Alphabet, and Intel. A new Gallup poll shows Americans are evenly split on the Donald Trump handling of his transition to the White House. 48% approve and 48% disapprove, a lower rating than Trump's three predecessors. His low ratings are largely due to opposition from Democrats. Only 17% of them approve of the Trump transition. Four Democratic congressmen are calling for U.S. President-elect Donald Trump to divest any stakes he holds in the Trump International Hotel in Washington before he takes office in January. They cite a clause in the lease that forbids any elected official from profiting from the hotel. But the General Services Administration, the government agency that owns the property and leases it to Trump, denies that the lease requires the divestiture. U.S. central bank officials raised the key U.S. interest rate slightly Wednesday and said further increases will come at a gradual pace. Janet Yellen leads the Fed.
The committee judged that a modest increase in the federal funds rate is appropriate in light of the solid progress we have seen toward our goals of maximum employment and 2% inflation.
The quarter of a percentage point increase is still low by historic standards. It is the first rate increase in a year. Russian President Vladimir Putin has been named the world's most powerful man for 2016 by Forbes magazine. The fourth straight year he has gained that position. The magazine issued its yearly list Wednesday. Forbes rated U.S. President-elect Donald Trump as the second most powerful. German Chancellor Angela Merkel was listed as third. China's Xi Jinping took fourth. And Pope Francis was fifth. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.